Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the G. Widener Plumbing Studios. Sparky and Gary here, Leroy Butler not. He will be joining us at some point, I believe.
Well, Leroy's got a lot going on today.
Okay? Yeah, they are making the pitch and doing the vote today for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yeah. And Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette making the pitch in his audio and video of his Zoom. Pro Football Hall of Fame put it out on social media. We'll play that for you coming up after we talk to this guy here, Ryan Wood.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
Ryan Wood joins us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now, this very minute. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Ryan Wood, good afternoon.
You know, when people say that, you know, there's somewhere better that they need to be, Leroy's a good example of that today. It's obviously a big day for him. So
I can't even imagine being in that situation. Gary, you were in the hotel room with him last year when he was a finalist. And that whole waiting, anticipation feeling, I can't even imagine what that would be like. How was he? Was he like super nervous last year, Gary, when he was in that hotel room, or how did that all play out?
Well, you know, Leroy. I mean, Leroy just kind of happy-go-lucky, right? I mean, it just seems like nothing get to him. I mean, he was the same Leroy. You know, phone call came. It wasn't a knock. And listen, I felt like Leroy was letting those guys down easy than what they were supposed to be letting him down easy that he didn't make it. It was crazy.
That's just crazy.
That sounds like
but
Leroy.
That's Leroy, right?
That is. Yeah, no doubt. Ryan, all right, let's talk about this upcoming NFC Championship game and how this whole thing stacks up. I've been saying, just based on what I saw this last weekend against the Rams, like I was a little bit nervous about Tampa, if that's who they were going to get going into this weekend. After watching Rodgers and this Packers team against the number one rated defense, the Rams, and I think that rating is justified for how good the Rams have been throughout the year, I'm more confident than ever that they can beat this Tampa team based on what they did against that Rams defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's always you always got to be careful. Pride cometh before the fall, and so once you get that guard down, you're likely to get hurt and all those particulars. But how can you not be more confident in the Packers after seeing what they did to Aaron Donald and company? I mean, and the big thing, too, is that the last two games, they go back Thursday of week 17, 72 hours before going to Chicago to take on the Bears and a very good defense inside Soldier Field with the number one seed on the line, they lose David Bakhtiari. You guys have heard of him. I know he's on your show all the time. All pro left tackle, best pass blocker alive. That's a massive, a seismic loss And they go out and they score 35 points against a very good Bears defense in Chicago. They get 2 weeks, they get the bye, and they go out without David Bakhtiari, and they score 32 points against the top scoring Rams defense in the NFL. It's not supposed to happen that way. So it's just got one of those feelings now that like nothing's going to get in this offense's way. They've got the defense to support it. Team of Destiny feel, when you saw that fumble, that A.J. Dillon fumble, for that ball to go right to Aaron Rodgers, those are the type of things in the playoffs that a Team of Destiny, they get the bounce of the ball. I think you watch a play like that, you start to wonder.
No, you're right about that. Some of these things are starting to happen. I mean, you look at all the drops that they've had throughout the year and they've been able to overcome. I mean, sometimes they've had huge drops. The MVS drop, I believe, that was it down in the middle of the field, and that could have changed the momentum of the game. And they overcome that. You look at the drop that Lazard had this last game. They overcome that. And just Rodgers, his attitude. I mean, he's a whole different cat. He doesn't seem as quite as jumpy. He doesn't seem as nervous. He doesn't seem as pissed off. I mean, he goes back to Lazard. He goes back to MVS. I mean, those things will happen to him. He would rarely do those kind of things.
You know what Aaron Rodgers seems like? He seems like a guy that knows what he's got. He knows what this team is. There's a quiet kind of steely confidence there.
Yes.
It's similar to 2014. Remember early in 2014, they start 1-2 and he goes RELAX. Mm-hmm. And there's just that steel, because he knew what he had that season. And what he had that season in 14 was very similar this year, a team that was good enough to go to the Super Bowl, a team that should have gone to the Super Bowl. They were 5 minutes from the Super Bowl. Make one of the most basic plays in the game, they go to the Super Bowl. Very similar this year. I mean, it's very similar demeanor, and it's a guy that I think he knows what he's got. He's got a Super Bowl caliber team, and now it's just a matter of getting there. So yeah, I don't think there's any question that demeanor is for a reason.
When you look back at that game when they played Tampa Bay, my concern coming out of that game was the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, offensive and defensive line. I felt like they had issues they're stopping the pass rush and getting a pass rush in that game. How does that change coming up this weekend?
Well, it helps that they don't have to make a line adjustment during the game. You know, they lost David Bakhtiari 3 weeks ago, on the first play of the third quarter. That makes a huge difference. And then they put Rick Wagner at left tackle. You know, the football season is long, and there's a lot of things that you learn from week 6 to January. One of the things this team has learned is that you don't put Rick Wagner at left tackle. That's a good, valuable lesson to have, that they learned that in Tampa. So there's no question, I mean, especially, you know, and who knows what he's going to be able to do, but Bucks getting potentially Vita Vea back. He did not play week 6. That could be big for that defensive front. But to me, it's the difference this week compared to last week is last week, I mean, they had an all-world player they had to go against, and Aaron Donald, a guy that puts his hand in the ground, three-point stance, interior lineman. And this week, they've got an all-world – I mean, Devin White and Levante Davis, both those guys, but especially Devin White. Like, that's an all-world player right there. He is an incredible talent. And the difference is now he's standing up. He's in the middle of the field, stacked behind the defensive line. It's going to be different. It's just, you know, getting to the second level and dealing with that kind of speed is going to be different this week.
Because that's what they did against the Rams. Time and time again, they were able to double-team and get to the linebacker. And that's why the running game was so efficient. And that was going to be my question to you, because we know that fast linebackers will give this offense a problem. How do they rectify that?
It's tough to say anything other than be faster, right? I mean, they just have to – it comes down to execution. Getting to the second level, getting hat on a hat, the type of blocks like you saw from Corey Linsley on the Aaron Jones run start the second half Saturday, where he gets to the second level. I think it was a safety he got on, not a linebacker, but still, you know, getting to the second level and finishing those blocks. It's really as simple as that, and it's also a lot easier said than done. So against that, Matt LaFleur said yesterday, you know, Devin White, Levante David, the top linebacker tandem in the league. It's going to be a handful. There's no question it's going to be challenging. But, you know, there's a reason why this Bucks defense is first in the NFL against the run. Running is going to be a challenge this week, and it's going to be a fascinating matchup to see, just after what the Packers did with their triumvirate in the backfield against the Rams' third-ranked rush defense, what they can do this week against the top-ranked rush defense. And I think that's a huge matchup in this.
We always talk about coaching matchups whenever we get into the postseason, whether that be the NBA, managerial matchups, if it's baseball. And it's not much different in the NFL. Last year, it was, Kyle Shanahan up against Matt LaFleur. This year, it's Matt LaFleur up against Bruce Arians. Do you give advantage to Matt LaFleur and his coaching staff in Green Bay versus Bruce Arians and his coaching staff, or how does that shake up for you?
Yeah, that's a lot of offensive brain power on both sides this week, no question about it. I mean, Bruce Arians has been doing this for a long time, and I think that what's been impressive with Tampa Bay this year is how they've kind of melded together. I mean, they're where the Packers were last year between offensive guru head coach and a quarterback, Hall of Fame quarterback, that's in the first year of the system. That has had to learn how to kind of play it this way, and it's been a process for them. You've seen, and they're probably clicking as well as they have all year. That they've kind of figured that out. Whereas with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, they came into the year two, having that last year as their foundation, they came in already clicking, and they've been able to build on that. I think that. That's going to be interesting, year two in a system compared to year one. But certainly when that guy that you got on the other sideline is Bruce Arians and the guy taking the snaps is Tom Brady, that there's a lot of firepower there.
How good is his defense? Do we know?
I think it's good. It's not great, but it doesn't need to be great. Not with his offense. I think the best way to put it is it's good enough. And how many times, Gary, have we seen over the years that the Packers defense just simply hasn't been good enough? I'm thinking the 2016 team where they were playing at a high level. They go into Atlanta to get rolled up on. Last year, obviously. I mean, I think this defense is better right now by quite a bit than it was a year ago. I think it's a better defense right now. They're stopping the run. They're not crashing 3 yards upfield on the edge and trying to get after the quarterback every single play and not setting the edge. They're setting the edge on the outside now. They're second level, their inside linebackers, Chris Barnes, Christian Kirksey, Kamal Martin, the best group of inside linebackers they've had in a long time. Their back end, Darnell Savage Jr. and Adrian Amos are playing at a very high level. And obviously on the outside, you've still got a pair of really good corners and a great one in Jaire Alexander. So wherever you look, there's no hole. There's no glaring hole in this defense. And it's been rare over the last decade that you've been able to look at this Packers defense and very quickly see the glaring hole.
He is Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter @ByRyanWood. Of course, check his stuff out at PackersNews.com. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Or Thursday.
All right, have a good day, guys.
What day we talked to him again? On Thursday?
Thursday,
yeah. Sorry. Thursday, Ryan. That's the day. Yeah. Don't want to get anybody confused. There he is, Ryan Wood, on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Pete Doherty is one of many pitching their finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame to get them voted in. Today, that's when the voting is occurring, is today. Everybody makes their pitches. He made his pitch. We have the audio of that, or some of the audio of that, and we'll let you hear that coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show as Pete Doherty pitches Leroy Butler.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.